Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen.
Getting you up across the Central West. Central West. Pippa Moore. Jimmy Love.
The home of hits and old school. The biggest stars.
Hi, it's Katy Perry.
Justin Timberlake.
This is Stevie Ray Vaughan.
This is Ed Sheeran.
Pippa Moore. Jimmy Love. McDonald's Dubbo and Wellington. Hit 93.5. Pippa and Jimmy.
Let's go!
Hey, happy R&B Friday, everybody.
Oh, thank goodness. You know, yesterday really felt like Friday for me.
Did it?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know. I just, there was a jovial mood in the air. And I thought, this feels like Friday. Alas, no, it was Thursday.
I think I've got a hangover.
What do you mean?
A sugar hangover.
What have you been doing?
So, my partner's coming to Australia next week, which will be exciting. So I bought lots of snacks for him.
Yeah.
And including a family-sized jumbo bag of Ellen's Lollies snakes.
Right.
And I ate them all yesterday.
You ate the family-sized pack of Ellen's Lollies yesterday?
Yeah.
In one sitting?
And I don't, you know me, I don't usually eat lollies.
You don't?
Like, sugar's not my thing.
No. A bowler's run from Dan Murphy's is your thing.
Is my thing. Yeah, but bowl of red.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
And now you've got a sugar hangover.
And yeah, I've got a headache. I feel like I'm coming down. Because you know sugar's more addictive than cocaine.
Well, okay.
No, it is. They've actually proven that sugar is more, like, it does this thing in your brain.
Yeah.
Where it sets off the receptors. Have you ever not wanted to eat a lolly, but then you have one and you can't stop?
And you have to have about 50.
Yeah,
yeah, no.
It's because it's really super addictive.
It does the same things to your brain.
Yeah.
I can't believe you've been out on a bender on a school night. I'm so disappointed in you.
I know, I'm sorry.
Look, we've got a lot coming up on the show today, so you buck up, mate, because we're talking to Mel and Dave from House Rules coming up later in the show, and Scoopler's Dean McCarthy. There is serious drama unfolding in Hollywood this morning.
Yeah, what's going on? Has someone else been accused under the hashtag MeToo campaign?
So he's going to tell us about that after 7 o'clock as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but up next, Pippa. We've got Pippa and Jimmy's Sportsman's Commentary from Sportsman's Warehouse.
We do your chance to win prizes.
Let's kick off R&B Friday with The Weeknd now. Call Out My Name.
We found each other.
Yeah, morning, everybody. This is R&B Friday on Hit 93.5. It's Pippa and Jimmy. Oh, by the way, Pippa, just got to confirm, after 8.30 this morning, we've got the R&B wrap-up where we wrap the week up.
Yes.
In rap form. Is it my turn or your turn?
It's definitely your turn.
Ay, caramba. Okay, I'm going to have to start writing my R&B Friday wrap-up.
You've got time.
I've got time. I've got a couple of hours.
Yes.
Right now, though, let's kick the show off with a few prizes.
All thanks to Sportsman's Warehouse. You can chase the feeling at Talbragar Street, Dubbo. It's Pippa and Jimmy's Sportsman's Commentary, where we play you an audio clip of a sport being commentated. And if you can correctly guess what sport it is on 13, 12, 16, the prize is yours.
Now, we got all the Aussie sports out of the way last week.
All the big hitters.
All the big hitters. So I've been going, had to go to America again for today's.
Great. Across the pond.
Across the pond. Take a listen. It's only a short clip, but there's quite a good clue in there about what sport they're talking about. Remember, if you know what sport is being commentated on, be the first to call on 13, 12, 16, and you win the great prize from Sportsman's Warehouse.
There goes DeGrom. Grandal's throw not nearly in time, and DeGrom steals the base.
There it is.
Oh, that's it.
That's it.
Oh, that is nice and short.
Really short, really simple, that one.
Okay. 13, 12, 16, if you think you know what sport is being commentated.
Yeah, with Pippa and Jimmy's Sportsman's Commentary for Sportsman's Warehouse. We'll take your calls after Kanye West, Stronger on Hit.
Work it, make it, do it. Makes us harder, better, faster, stronger.
That don't kill me. Can only make me stronger. I need you to hurry up, man. Since Prince was on Apollonia. Since OJ had icy toners. Don't act like I never told you.
Yeah, North's dad, Kanye West, right here on Hit for R&B Friday. Morning, everybody. Pippa and Jimmy, let's do Sportsman's Commentary.
It is all thanks to Sportsman's Warehouse. You can chase the feeling at Talbragar Street, Dubbo. We play you an audio clip of a sport being commentated, and if you can correctly guess what sport it is, the prize is yours. We've got Matt on the line. Happy Friday, Matt.
Thank you. Yep.
Happy Friday to us as well. Are you more of a Fry-yay sort of person, mate? Where you go, Fry-yay. Yeah.
Definitely.
What you doing this weekend, Matt?
Just going out for a few drinks.
Nice. Yeah. Just letting your hair down.
With the boys?
Yep.
Do you have a missus?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, nice.
Great.
Nice.
Excellent.
Nice.
Yep. Very so good.
Better get home on time, not spend the whole night out on a big bender.
Don't want to.
I was planning on staying the night out.
Oh, you are.
Okay.
Yeah. Good.
Matt, let's take another listen to this audio of this sport and see if you can correctly guess what sport it is. Take a listen.
There goes DeGrom. Grandal's throw not nearly in time, and DeGrom steals the base.
There it is. That's the audio.
Matt, what sport do you reckon's been commentated?
I reckon Spaceball.
Yeah, Spaceball.
I reckon you're right, mate.
The stealing of the base there. Is that what gave it away?
No, just the crowd.
The crowd.
Cheering for it.
Are you a bit of a fan of baseball, Matt?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, right.
Were you thinking if it was a game of NRL, there wouldn't be as much cheering?
Yeah.
Hey, Matt, congratulations, mate. You have a great weekend with the boys, okay?
Yep, no worries.
No worries at all. Okay, Pippa, what's coming up in the top news headlines somewhere in the world?
Well, we're talking school lunches in top news headlines
because
one schoolboy has found something disgusting in his lunchtime snack. I'm going to tell you what it is next.
Pippa Moore and Jimmy Love.
Oh, yeah.
Hit 93.5.
Yeah, Post Malone Rockstars hit 93.5. The Pippa and Jimmy Show, powered by the team at Mick Cafe, Australia's most popular barista-made coffee. Shout out to the baristas at Dubbo Central, Wellington and Dubbo West as well, making us great coffee this morning. And Pippa, stand by because we've got Beers, Boobs and Balls around 15 minutes away.
But right now it's time for your top news headlines somewhere in the world. Well, a kid has gone to school with his lunchtime snack. His Le Snack, to be specific.
Le Snack, is that the yogurt thing with rice in it?
No, the Le Snacks are the little packets where you get three Bickies and then you get like that cheese dip.
Oh, yeah, the Le Snack. Yeah.
So, opened his lunchbox and discovered that a dead fly was trapped inside his sealed Le Snack pack.
Oh.
Gross, right?
Gross. Mm,
yes. So he only found out about it when he went to open it and he told his dad about it and they're obviously super outraged.
Yeah, but you know what's going to happen here? It's going to be like a he said, she said. He's going to say it was in there. The snack's probably going to come out and be like, no, it wasn't in there. Mm. And then it's going to turn into a he said, she said.
Well, apparently they have been in touch with the company and they've been into, and Le Snack have responded and they're arranging collection of the product. So they haven't done anything with it or thrown it out. They've had to keep it as evidence.
Oh, wait. So did he open it?
No, he didn't open it.
Oh, so it's still sealed.
It's still sealed.
Wow.
So Le Snack are going to collect it and do a full investigation on it.
That's important because if it had been open, then it would be the he said, she said.
Yes, yeah, that's right.
Oh, that's really interesting.
Mm.
But that's gross. It makes you scared, doesn't it? You just makes you want to look. You know, you've seen the videos of like a rat coming out of a can of soft drink and you're like, oh my gosh. I know. And it just scares you.
What videos are you watching?
I was just seeing them on. You know, this comes up on your Facebook feed. It's annoying. I hate it.
Second top news headline somewhere in the world. According to a new study, planet Earth may be 4 degrees warmer by the year 2084.
Oh, well, could it do it right now? Because it's bloody freezing outside when I wake up.
Yeah, exactly. So the Earth's average temperature may increase compared to pre-industrial levels. And this increase translates to more annual and seasonal warming over land more than the ocean.
Wow, okay.
So there you go.
So it sounds like they reckon global warming is happening quicker than what we originally thought there.
Pretty much, okay. Yes. So good to be aware of, Gus.
We'll leave that one with the Prime Minister.
Yeah, that's right. Third top news headline somewhere in the world, there could be a Nintendo 64 Classic on the way.
Oh, really?
So when Nintendo re-released the Nintendo Entertainment System at the NES Classic, it was overwhelmed by demand.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
It's like the mini retro console packed with classic games and it sold out very quickly. And now they may follow that up with a Nintendo 64 Classic.
You know what I loved about that Nintendo they released?
Mm-hmm.
They put all the games just in the box there. And so you had everything. It was
brilliant.
Like a whole console with all the games that you could ever want to play. And I was like, come on, please do it with Nintendo 64 because Nintendo 64 has like the original Mario Kart.
Yep.
Has like GoldenEye, James Bond GoldenEye. It's got Donkey Kong. It's got like those classic say like games.
Nice.
And oh my gosh, I'd be so happy if they released something like that with Nintendo 64.
Would you buy one?
Absolutely.
Yeah, right.
Absolutely. It'd be like the party, it'd be the party game revolution. Like it'd re-revolutionize sitting around playing games together in front of a screen.
Yeah, great.
Rather than playing Fortnite in different rooms.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, they're your top news headlines somewhere in the world. All right.
Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen.
Hit 93.5's Pippa and Jimmy. From McDonald's, Dubbo and Wellington. On Hit 93.5.
Yeah, hey, good morning, everybody. Hope you're having a great R&B Friday so far. If you've just joined us, in around 15 minutes time, we're giving you the chance to win $500 for your weekend with our Fast 500.
Yes, and we always love to give you a clue to get you on your way. One question in this morning's quiz, bit of Bieber question.
Oh, is it Justin Bieber question?
Justin Bieber question. Was Justin Bieber's single Sorry released in 2012 or 2015?
I'm going to definitely say 2015. I know it because I was going on a pub crawl in London at the time when it was like really big and really popular. And there were some chicks around who were dressed as a Justin Bieber Sorry Girls.
Really?
Yeah, and they were dancing to it. Oh, I've got to find the video. Such
Sorry
a good
Girls.
Time.
Well, that is correct. It was released in 2015.
Yeah. Oh, so there my you gosh. Go. Thanks One for question. Putting that in there.
You're welcome.
No worries.
One question closer to $500.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, after we talk with, after we do the Fast 500, we're talking to Dean McCarthy. And isn't it shocking to hear there's been more allegations out of Hollywood against another famous actor?
Huge, huge revelations this morning. We are going to get all of that after 7 o'clock.
Yeah, it's going to be big. But up next, we've got beers, boobs and balls. Which soccer player who's in the World Cup next month, Bipper, is 33 but claims that biologically he's only 23?
What? What is he, a dog?
Yeah, he thinks he's like, his body's incorrect.
Yeah, right.
So I'll tell you who that is up after Bruno Mars and Bad Meets Eva with Lighters on Hit.
This one's for you and me, living out our dreams. Where are
Yeah, Bruno Mars, Bad Meets Evil with Lighters on Hit 93.5. Morning, everyone. It's Pippa and Jimmy. Thanks to Mick Cafe, Australia's most popular barista-made coffee.
Come on.
Sports.
Beer. Beers, boobs and balls in round 12 of the NRL kicked off last night. Now, milestones have been the last thing on Brisbane Broncos coach Wayne Bennett's mind, but Brisbane still celebrated his 800th NRL game, capping a tough week for the coach with an 18-10 win over the unlucky Eels.
Oh, okay. They got the big win there
last
night.
Yes, they did, yeah, which was fantastic. The Raiders are taking on Manly tonight and the Cowboys are taking on the Melbourne Storm. Quick bit of other NRL news. Before the New South Wales Blues Origin team is officially revealed next week, coach Brad Fittler has confirmed one key player that will definitely make the 2018 State of Origin squad. He was grilled by top rugby league journalists in an exclusive interview with Channel 9, and there is only one player he was prepared to name as a certainty, and that is one Boyd Cordner.
Yeah, Boyd will be in the team. If I could pen anyone in the moment bar injury, it'd be Boyd Cordner. Now, obviously, Gus and I got a great relationship and he'd be trying to get the players to be at their best. So if he thinks Boyd's most likely got another gear, then he's most likely giving Boyd a prod.
Yeah, there you go. Good on him.
He's keeping the rest of his cards very close to his chest at the moment.
Absolutely. Now, onto a bit of Soccer World Cup news, Pippa. With only 21 days until the World Cup kicks off. Mm. Officially, the first game is 1 a.m. on the Thursday morning Australian time.
Okay.
So it's going to be 3 weeks from today. We'll be waking up and I'll be football fever all over it.
I don't know if I'll be waking up at 1 a.m. to watch it though.
No, you won't be, but I will be football fever.
Okay.
So you have to deal with me with football fever.
Right, okay.
Now, Australia may be at the bottom of the list of teams likely to win the World Cup, but when you come to teams consecutively qualifying for the World Cup, Australia's in 11th place. Only 11 other teams have qualified more than 4 times in a row for this one.
So we can at least get on the board.
We at least get on the board with this one.
Okay, well, that's good. That's a start.
And then also another team that's very, very good team, Cristiano Ronaldo's Portugal.
Ah, yes.
They're going to be be playing in the World Cup. And Cristiano Ronaldo's come out and says, I know I'm 33, but I think biologically I'm actually 23.
Gee, he's got a fair rap on himself, doesn't he?
Yeah, my body's so good that I could just keep going for another 15 years.
Yeah, righto, mate.
So
awkward until you pull a hamstring on the field.
I know, like, I'm like, mate, I'm 26 and I can barely run for 40 minutes without having to come off for a break. Now, over to a bit of motorsport news. The Monaco Grand Prix practice was happening overnight and Ricciardo led the Red Bull team to a 1-2 finish. So fingers crossed that that can repeat itself over the weekend in the actual race.
Brilliant. Quick bit of AFL news before we wrap up. Callum Mills is a former AFL rising star, but the bottom has fallen out of the Swans defender's ear after he broke his foot in an impromptu American football game with his friends.
Yeah, right.
So Mills and some of his teammates were walking back from a cafe in Moore Park after training, throwing an American football between themselves when he tripped and fell. And the Swans revealed last night that scans have confirmed the 21-year-old has broken his foot.
Ooh.
And that he's going to miss the rest of the 2018 season.
Oh, so that's no good.
Unfortunate accident for him.
Sorry to hear about that for the Swannies fans. Mm. That's beers, boobs and balls. You know what we should do with Cristiano Ronaldo?
What should we do?
Remember that old viral thing where you put your photo on this app and it told you how old you looked?
Oh, great.
Just see if he looks 33 or 23.
Yes, let's do that.
It'd be a shame if you look 53.
Yeah, doesn't exactly back up your claims.
Let's get back into R&B Friday now. And then after, we're going to catch up with Shane A. Bassett's movie review of the latest Star Wars film right after French Montana. Unforgettable, right here on Hit. 6:42 morning. Up on the Central West, number one with Beyonce for R&B Friday. How you doing, everyone? Pippa and Jimmy on the air. Hope you're having a great R&B Friday so far. Hope you got a lot planned for the weekend as well. Or not. If you just want Netflix and chill, that's cool as well.
Or if you want to go on a spending spree and blow $500, we can help you out.
We can.
Because we've got $500 that we'd really like to give a listener.
Mm.
It'd be really great and make our day.
Yeah, that's why we're doing the Fast 500. Now, we already gave out a clue earlier.
Mm.
What was the clue? Which one was the clue?
The clue was Justin Bieber's single Sorry released in 2012 or 2015?
Okay, we don't want to re-give that one out as well because I told the story about how I loved it in 2015.
Okay.
And also, we don't want to, not a clue or anything, but Channel 7's new TV show, House Rules, we're talking to Mel and Dave from House Rules in like half an hour's time.
Yes.
So that's not a clue, wink, wink.
But we just want to let you know that that's coming up in the show, Mel and Dave from House Rules.
House Rules.
Yeah, that's going to be a really great chat.
Yeah.
Yes.
So if you want $500, give us a call right now. Pick up your phone, 13 12 16. You could be the one spending all the money over the weekend.
Go on, it's Friday. Just throw caution to the wind. Have a go.
13 12 16, we need a contestant.
Here we go.
Pippa and Jimmy. Hit 93.5.
Let's go.
10 questions.
60 seconds. $500 on the line.
Pippa and Jimmy's
Fast 500.
Oh, it's going to be a huge hour here on Hit because we've got to talk to Dean McCarthy up next about the new Me Too allegations coming out of Hollywood. And then we're talking to Mel and Dave from House Rules. But right now, can we set Daryl up with $500 for the weekend? How you doing, Daryl?
I'm good.
Great. Daryl, how confident are you feeling that you could walk away with $500 today?
I do not have a clue because it depends on the questions.
It depends.
It does. You it know does. What?
Some,
it really does.
Some days people will get a few too many sport questions and won't get it. And other days I'll be really good at sport and there'll only be one or two sport questions. So you never know what you're going to get, do you, Daryl?
Yep.
Life's like a box of chocolates, as Forrest Gump once said. You never know what you're going to get.
But oh, wow, what a great pop culture reference that was.
Thank you so much. I thought it was very relevant. Daryl, we've got 10 questions for you in 60 seconds. If you can correctly answer all 10 within that time frame, the money is yours. Are you ready to go?
Yep.
Okay, all right. Daryl just wants to get down to business.
Daryl, you're in the zone.
Yeah, you're in the zone.
Stay in that zone,
okay.
Daryl. Let's give you $500.
All right. Your time starts now. Who does New South Wales verse in the state of origin?
Queensland.
Was Justin Bieber's Sorry released in 2012?
2015.
Spell instant as in instant coffee.
What was the question?
Instant.
Spell the word instant.
I-N-S-T-A-N-T.
Is the logo for Hit Dubbo the shape of the letter H or the shape of the letter
no,
C?
No, it's two dots and a D.
What is 1,000 minus 550?
What was the first number?
What is 1,000 minus 550?
450.
What Channel 7 building and reno show features the couple Mel and Dave?
House Rules.
Which royal couple announced this week a tour to regional New South Wales?
The Royals coming.
What sport does Tim Cahill and Matt Ryan play?
Tennis.
Is Taylor Swift currently touring with Camila Cabello or Bob Marley?
Camila Cabello, but she had to pull out.
Who won last night's NRL match between the Broncos and the Eels?
Broncos, I think it was.
Oh, you did really
Daryl. Smashed through
you
those 10.
You smashed through them. Let's go through them because what you got is you ended up getting, we'll give you 8 or 9 out of 10. The question four was the logo for Hit Dubbo is the shape of a H or a Z. Looking for H. You went for the logo for Dubbo.
I thought you were talking about the Dubbo one.
Yes.
Well, you know what? We'll give you a tick on that one.
Because you know your logos, Daryl.
So that's not 8 out of 10. And then Tim Cahill and Matt Ryan, they play soccer, not tennis.
Yeah.
They're part of the soccer.
Never heard of the name, so I just picked the sport that would have two people.
Hey, look, great work, Daryl. You've got to take a stab in the dark sometimes.
And the royal couple we're looking for, Harry and Meghan, who have announced a regional tour to New South Wales. So, hopefully they come to Dubbo. That'd be cool, wouldn't it?
Mm.
Awesome. Daryl, you have a great weekend, mate.
Yes. Oh, no, we have to spin the wheel of prizes.
Oh, well.
How rude.
Sorry.
You nearly let Daryl go without spinning the wheel. Daryl.
Wheel of...
I'm naughty, very naughty.
Daryl, you never go home empty-handed when you play the Fast 500. We have spun the wheel of prizes for you and we are sending you home with a Smiggle gift card so you can get yourself some stationery. Congratulations.
Thanks for that.
No worries. Daryl, you have a fantastic weekend. Oh, geez, I feel bad now. Almost sending him away without a prize.
I know, unbelievable. What kind of radio show is this if we don't give away stuff on air?
Yeah, exactly.
Terrible.
Okay, stand by. Up next, Pippa, which... megastar, so famous that everybody in the world would know who this person is, has been accused by over a dozen women of sexual harassment. Dean McCarthy joins us up next with the latest allegations coming out of Hollywood after Rihanna with Umbrella on R&B Friday.
Rihanna, good girl going bad. Take three, action. No clouds in my stone.
Oh, baby, it's raining, raining. Baby, come into me.
Come into me.
Oh, just a bit of a duet with Rihanna there.
Bit of karaoke.
Oh, great. For your R&B Friday.
11 minutes past 7. You're on with Pippa and Jimmy. How you doing, Central West? Hope you got a big weekend planned or a good weekend, whatever you want to get up to. And we do it all thanks to Macca's. And if you got loose change, head to Macca's because right now you can get a McDouble burger for only 3 buckaroonies.
Hit 93.5. Scoopla.
He is the one, the only, Scoopla's Dean McCarthy. Good morning, Dean. What on earth is going on in Hollywood?
Oh, my goodness. I did not see this coming. It's a Friday. It's R&B Friday. Today, CNN released, I guess you could call it an expose. 16 women have come forward accusing Morgan Freeman of sexual harassment and misconduct.
Wow. Not now, Morgan Freeman.
Yep. I mean, like, I'm, like, shook. I don't even know, like, what to say. Like, none of us saw this coming. I mean, and why now? Why now? I mean, this, you know, the Harvey Weinstein and the Me Too movement started back in October of last year. We're now in May. Why did it take this long? You know what, though? The actor released this statement. Let me read it to you because it's a little bit uncomfortable. This is what he wrote. Anyone who knows me or has worked with me knows I'm not someone who would intentionally offend or knowingly make anyone feel uneasy. I apologize to anyone who felt uncomfortable or disrespected. That was never my intent. So it's a little bit of an admission of guilt and an apology and in a strange roundabout way saying he never intentionally offended and certainly didn't mean to make anyone uncomfortable.
Yeah, wow. So there's obviously going to be a lot more coming out about this as the days go on. And you're right, Dean, a lot of people will ask the question, why now, why so long after? But I think also it's quite important to remember that with these sort of things, coming out and saying something like this can be very difficult for women. So there's no right or wrong time. Yeah. So, yeah, women should never feel pressured that they've got to do something quicker than they feel okay to do. Now, on the same hashtag MeToo campaign, Brad Pitt... he's threatened to kill Harvey Weinstein.
Is this a real story?
He did. I know. Look. It, Gwyneth Paltrow said this from her own mouth. If it wasn't from her, you wouldn't even believe it. Basically, when she was dating Brad Pitt, as you know, they were dating, and that's when Harvey Weinstein made advances on Gwyneth Paltrow. He asked her for... I won't say what he asked, but he made advances. Right. And Brad Pitt at the time was obviously a huge movie star. Gwyneth was sort of earlier in her career. Went up to Harvey Weinstein and said, if you ever try that again, I will kill you. Now, Gwyneth Paltrow told that in an interview this week. They were from her mouth. She said she adores Brad. She said he's the greatest guy and that he really stood up for her. So Hollywood, my goodness, not the kind of stories we wanted to cover on an R&B Friday.
Oh, Dean, absolutely huge stories there out of Hollywood. Hey, before we let you go, though, we've got to bring up that photo with you and Ryan Seacrest. You know, how amazing at the Billboard Awards.
look, I love me some Ryan Seacrest. The camera came on me. He was talking about all these famous people, and I just happened to be standing among all the famous people, me, Nick Jonas and Bebe Rexha. I get on really well with Bebe Rexha.
Oh, do you?
So I was just standing there, and we get on great. And so, and the camera cut to me, and all of a sudden, I was one of the famous people, even though I'm not. I'm a bogan.
I love that you were within touching distance of Ryan Seacrest. Did he smell amazing?
Yeah, I think you meet him a lot of times. He's great. So he's exactly my height. Great. And from the side on, we kind of looked the same, with the same side profile. And one night I interviewed him, we were wearing the exact same suit. Oh. She was the same handkerchief and everything.
Oh, my gosh. You guys are meant to be besties.
Ooh. Ooh.
Scooplers, Dean McCarthy, thank you so much for joining us with all the goss straight out of Hollywood this morning.
Always good to chat. Have a wonderful weekend, everyone. We'll talk Monday.
Bye.
Here we go.
Pepper and Jimmy. Hit 93.5.
Dub on the Central West, number one, Hit 93.5 with Macklemore Glorious. Hey, good morning, everybody. R&B Friday with Pippa and Jimmy.
Last night, I had the incredible privilege of heading to Taronga Western Plains Zoo for an amazing event that we had on Live in Conversation with Lisa Messenger.
How was it? You've been looking forward to this event for weeks now.
So excited. And honestly, Lisa did not disappoint. It was absolutely incredible. We were in a room with incredibly creative and inspiration people from right here in Dubbo.
Awesome.
I tell you what, the talent that is right here in our own backyard blew my mind. So many entrepreneurs, so many business owners, so many people who are really wanting to make a mark in their industries. Mm. And Lisa got us all in a room, basically shared her story about how she built a magazine that went international from the ground up with no experience. Yep. And Lisa is an absolute world changer that is so passionate about people finding their purpose and really igniting human potential. So it was like a good tonic for the soul.
Yeah, right. And how many people do you reckon were there?
Oh, I think there were definitely probably about 50 of us there from all different sectors across, businesses.
Yeah.
There was great representation from Dubbo City Council there, Dubbo Regional Council. And the great thing is, guys, we live in a town where our regional council is really wanting to champion business owners, local entrepreneurs, and people wanting to get into startup businesses.
Yeah, fantastic.
So
that's
I was
amazing.
So excited and so encouraged. We had the privilege of having Lisa on this show earlier this week, and I got to have an amazing chat with her last night. I've got some of her resources, her books, which I'm so excited to read. But the thing I was most encouraged by is walking away and going, Dubbo, wow, what a city we live in and what a time to be here, because there's nothing but growth happening. And for all the business owners and entrepreneurs, I hope that you all came away feeling so encouraged and inspired to just keep really pushing with your endeavours, because there are great things to come.
Wow, that is fantastic. Hey, Pippa, that is awesome. So happy to hear you had such a great time there. And let's get back into R&B Fridays. There's a bit of Silk now with Freak Me here on Hit 93.5. And don't forget, Mel and Dave from House Rules join the Pippa and Jimmy Show in 15 minutes time. Yeah, Silk, Freak Me on Hit 93.5. We do R&B Fridays every Friday. Morning, everybody. Hey, tell us what R&B hits you love, what ones you don't, at hit.com.au, where you get to choose what music we play here on your favourite radio station, Double and Central Earth number one. Hey, it's Pippa and Jimmy, and we are talking to Mel and Dave from House Rules on Channel 7. Going to have a chat with them. They're due to call through in about 10 minutes' time. Can't wait to have a bit of a yarn with them. And then $1,000 is Alpha Bucks coming up.
But coming up next after your news headlines, we've got trending now. Adam Levine from Maroon 5 and James Corden have been pulled over by police during a filming of Carpool Karaoke.
Yay!
We'll tell you about that next.
Pippa Moore and Jimmy Love.
Oh, yeah.
Hit 93.5.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
So Adam Levine, lead singer of the band Maroon 5.
He's the hot one who's a lookalike with Pink's husband.
And basically has the voice of a soprano.
Oh, he is such a good singer. You know who I always get him confused with?
Who?
Is there's another like Adam something.
Adam Lambert.
Adam Lambert, yeah. Yes. And I'm always like, oh, Adam Lambert, Adam Levine. Like, very similar names.
Similar
you know
names.
What I mean? But Adam Lambert was on like a American Idol or something
he
like
was,
that. Yeah.
Still got a few
Kelly.
Hit singles about the place.
I like Adam Lambert. It's a bit of a good one.
So Adam Levine and James Corden were filming a episode of Carpool Karaoke and were stopped by police.
By the popo.
Yes. So sirens can be heard and then a sheriff's car is seen driving alongside the vehicle. As James winds the window down and said, oh, what do the police want? Hello, sir. It was then revealed that they hadn't broken any laws, but the officer simply wanted to pull them over as he was a fan. And the officer said, I got you to pull over so that Adam can sing for me. And James repeated his words as a question, and the man replied, yes, because you're causing a traffic hazard.
How good
so,
is that?
So great.
Now,
so
Pippa,
great.
If you get pulled over on the way home from work today, I don't want you saying to the officer, did you pull me over
because
you're a fan?
Oh, yeah, totally.
How good is that? I
so
love that.
So great.
Yeah.
Such a fun show. Mm. Now, a bit of other trending news. The 2018 MTV Movie and TV Awards are coming up.
Award ceremony.
And the network announced its first slate of performers and presenters. Nick Jonas will team up with platinum record producer Mustard for a first ever performance of their newest single, Anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So that's exciting. Mm. Zendaya, Michael B., Jordan, Seth Rogen, Kristen Bell, Mila Kunis, they're all among the star-studded presenter lineup, and more are going to be announced soon. So the 2018 MTV Movie and Music Awards will take place on Monday, June 18.
You know what?
What?
I'm a bit over award ceremonies.
Are you?
Yeah.
Why? How does it affect your life?
I'm just, because you, like, we have to talk about it and I'm just a bit like.
Oh, no. How terrible being on a radio show where you've got to report and talk and commentate on things happening in the world. It's hard, isn't it?
I'm just saying, you've got the Oscars, you've got the Grammys, you've got the MTV Video Music Awards, but then there's like the Billboard Awards, and then there's like the MTV, like, how many different award ceremonies does there have to
be? There's a lot of recognition, a lot of creative people out there that need to be acknowledged. Don't you want to see what drama unfolds? There could be another Kanye and Tay-Tay spat.
Probably not. Like, I'm just a bit, like, didn't that happen at the MTV Video Music Awards?
Yes.
What's MTV got to do with music? No, not music, with movies.
Movies. They produce movies as well, MTV.
What, like Jackass and stuff?
Jackass, but a slew of other films they're a part of.
Right.
It's a big deal, mate.
Great.
Get on board, okay?
Great.
All right. Well, you can take your attitude and go to hit.com.au and click on the Scoopla tab.
I'm sorry, Pippa.
You should be.
It's Friday. I'm just happy it's a weekend.
I know. We're a bit casual this morning, aren't we?
We are a little bit casual. What we're going to do, go back to R&B Friday. Let's get a bit of, let me press the buttons here.
Are you ready? Oh, a bit of Janet.
Janet Jackson on with The Best Things in Life Are Free.
Yeah, girl.
We've got Guy Sebastian on the way, Battle Scars as well, not too far away. But the guys from House Rules, Mel and Dave, are due to call through in the next 2 or 3 minutes. So we'll try and chat with them after Janet Jackson here on Hit, okay? Yeah, good morning, everybody. We're talking to Annabelle Crabb from the ABC. She was at the Royal Wedding last weekend, and she's jetted back, and she's in the Central West this weekend to do her Chat 10
Looks 3 podcast with none other than Lee Sales.
Fantastic. We're going to chat with her just after 8 o'clock this morning, so don't go anywhere.
And if you need a break from your mid-year crisis, become a VIP at hit.com.au, and you could be heading to Altica Shearwater Resort for the ultimate Sunshine Coast getaway. Check out altikahotelsandresorts.com.
We're joined right now on the Pippa and Jimmy Show by Mel and Dave from House Rules. Guys, bit of drama with you guys this week. What's going on there?
Oh, been lucky enough to pick up the bonus room, I suppose. Lucky in Mel's eyes, but I don't think it's lucky.
Oh, my goodness. House Rules, for anyone who isn't currently watching on Channel 7, 6 Aussie teams are putting their homes on the line and their skills to the test in a fight for Renault supremacy and a life-changing prize. Is this something that you guys have wanted to do for ages? And how has it felt putting your own home on the line for this?
It's actually something that I've wanted to do for ages, and I actually entered the competition without Dave knowing.
Oh, wow.
Good, good. I like that. Take charge.
Yeah. Why not? Just throw me in the deep end.
Brilliant, yes. How have you been finding the journey so far?
We actually enjoy the journey together as Dave and I, without the kids, you know, a sense of a little bit of freedom. But, yeah, man, it is so hard because we've got absolutely no experience whatsoever. We're completely winging it, but we're learning as we go, and you kind of grow as a person as you come up with these challenges and try to figure out strategies to fix them.
Yeah. Now, while you were filming, where were the kids? Were they with their grandparents? Like, how'd you manage that?
We've been so lucky. My mother-in-law's pretty much taking them full time, and along with my mum helping out too. So, you know, it's a lot of pressure back home too.
Yeah. Do they let you make phone calls back home while you're doing these shows, or they try and cut you off from the world?
No, they do let us do phone calls, but we made a deal that if our boys didn't want us, we wouldn't call them because we didn't want to get them upset, which would then in turn get us upset. So every Sunday we did a FaceTime, and if they did want to speak to us, then we would call, but out of sight, out of mind kind of thing. We didn't want to break their hearts even though we were missing home.
Oh, totally understandable, guys. Now, your house was previously labelled the worst house on the best street, and look at the turnaround you guys have made already.
Mate, the team did a great job. It's beautiful. We're so happy with it. Can't wait to get in there and live in it.
That would be me again. I kind of bought this house without Dave around again.
I go to work and I come back and she does stuff. So,
oh,
you know,
Mel, you just take all the credit and all the glory, and Dave, you just bring home that bacon.
Oh, mate, she wears the pants. It's true. Don't worry about that.
Mel and Dave.
Credit and glory. I'm just a little bit crazy. And then when I see something I really like, I just do it without Dave knowing, but we knew that location was somewhere that we would want to grow old in, so we just brought it. And then obviously getting on the show is life-changing, as it is, just with our house renovating.
Well,
renovated.
It has certainly paid off for you guys.
Mel and Dave from House Rules, we can't wait to see the big reveal on Sunday. Thanks so much for joining the Pippa and Jimmy Show this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Here we go!
Pippa and Jimmy, Hit 93.5.
Yeah, what's up, Dub on the Central West, the Pippa and Jimmy Show. We talked to Annabelle Crabb in around 15 minutes' time. She was over at the Royal Wedding last weekend, and I'm putting the final touches on my R&B Friday wrap-up, Pippa.
Oh, gosh, you're doing quite well.
Thank you.
Well done getting that done and dusted.
Yeah, that's coming up after 8:30.
Yes!
No!
Being passive-aggressive to someone because they've done something and you don't want to tell them what they've done, so you just be passive-aggressive instead.
No! A terrible thing to do.
This is just me in a teacup.
That is something that you should never, ever do.
I miss the passive aggressive.
You do love a bit of passive aggressive.
Yeah.
Yes, you can get a bit uppity about things.
Yeah.
Guys, the best thing to do if there's an issue, address it in a calm manner. don't turn into a mad bee about it.
Oh, thanks.
I'm just saying.
Don't call me that on the radio.
You ask me yes, no. I'm telling you what I think.
I say yes.
I'm being non-passive aggressive about it and just calling it straight up.
Yes. Wow. No.
Okay, masseuse shoes. You know those shoes with like the little beads on the bottom and they claim to massage you as you
yes,
walk?
Yes, I know what you mean. The invigorating shoes, Adidas do some, the masseur massage sandals. I do not understand them at all.
I feel like if you're 89, it's okay.
Oh, definitely.
Anything below 89, no.
But I have tried them on before. Mm. They feel incredibly painful.
Do they?
Yes. They're like little nails in your feet.
Why would you wear them?
Well, apparently it's meant to be really good for your feet or posture or something. I don't really know. If there are any podiatrists out there, 13, 12, 16, if you could let us know, that'd be great because I don't understand the point of them.
Yeah, I say no as well.
Yes. No.
Eating foods on particular days because it starts with the same letter. For example, Taco Tuesday, Mexican Monday, Fajita Friday.
I love how the only cuisine you have chosen is Mexican.
Hey guys, do you want to come over for meat-free Mondays?
Spaghetti Saturdays?
Yeah. No.
I think that's fine.
You think it's okay?
I mean, you do you. If that's going to get you more excited about making meals, go your hardest. And just add a bit of fun and frivolity to the dinner table.
Then what day do you eat pizza?
Great question.
Pizza's the greatest food of all time.
Yeah.
And there's no P
there's
day.
There's no day of the week. Yeah, okay. I see some flaws in the methods. I do.
Okay, that's a wrap for yes, no. We're now doing Alpha Butt thanks to Leading Edge Computers, Dubbo, for everything Apple, Microsoft and more.
10 questions, 30 seconds. If you can correctly answer all of them with a particular letter of the alphabet, $1,000 is yours.
Yeah, give us a call right now. We are looking for a contestant. Let's say line number 7 this morning.
Line 7?
You've got to be the 7th person to call through and you are playing Alpha Bar.
Here we go. Pepper and Jimmy.
Oh, how good is that? That is a Konski Wake Up Shake Up Drake edition for R&B Friday.
So good.
And Pete's got those Konski mashups all morning long. Next one is coming up just after 9 a.m, so don't go anywhere on the Pippa and Jimmy Show on Hit FM.
In one's garden, weeds can be a troublesome nuisance for a lot of people. And there are a lot of different ways that people try and eradicate weeds.
Mm-hmm.
And one man has tried to kill some troublesome weeds with a torch, and as a result has burned down his garage.
How do you kill weeds? Are you talking about like a flashlight?
Like a blowtorch. Oh. Yeah.
He tried to kill weeds with a blowtorch.
Yeah, yeah. So authorities were called and firefighters were called to the home in central Ohio in the States around 4 a.m. yesterday morning to attend to a detached garage that was engulfed in flames.
Some people are just stupid. I'm sorry.
Well, I don't know if he was being stupid. He might have thought he was being really ingenious.
Well, has he not heard of weed killer? Has he not heard of scissors?
Maybe it wasn't working. I don't know.
He started a fire. He thought for some reason fire will fix this.
Thankfully, no one was injured, but the fire officials learned that the man had been trying to eliminate weeds around the garage.
Mm-hmm.
They're calling the blaze an accident, but the destroyed garage contained tools and appliances, and fire officials estimate the loss between $10,000 and $15,000. So you reckon this guy's an idiot?
I reckon he's actually, I can't. It's not that bad because I've actually set a curtain on fire once.
How did you set a curtain on fire?
The old candle thing, you know, you light a candle.
We've all had an incident with a candle,
yeah,
haven't we?
Yeah, you put it too close. And, oh my gosh, the curtain's on fire.
So what did you use to put the fire out?
Actually, I was smart. I got a towel, and luckily the towel I just used as well, and it was wet, so I just smothered it and it was fine.
You smothered the flames.
And only, this was a few years ago, I only made a small burn in the thing, but like, could have been. If I didn't notice, the whole house is gone. You know what I mean?
I've had a candle incident.
Have you?
I had a couple of candles and a bouquet of hydrangeas sitting on my coffee table.
You would have a bouquet of hydrangeas.
They're a beautiful flower.
They are.
Anyway, so the candles set alight to one of the hydrangeas and the whole thing went up in flames. And I'm at home with my housemates and I'm looking at the coffee table that is now engulfed in flames.
Yeah.
I'm hopeless with anything to do with fire because I'm going, fire, fire, real fire. There's a real fire. There's a real fire. My housemate had to come in, scoop up the bouquet and throw it in the sink. I did sweet nothing. I was rendered hopeless.
It's like when some people who are arachnophobic see a spider, suddenly it's just, they can't move.
It's that fight or flight.
At 13, 12, 16, what have you accidentally set on fire?
I'm sure we've all had some kind of incident with a candle or otherwise. Yeah. You reckon this bloke should have just gone with some Roundup?
Well, I just think that this bloke is like that. Like a candle happens. It happens.
It happens to the best of us.
You don't just accidentally blowtorch the side of your house and then it catches on fire. Let's open up the phone lines. 13, 12, 16. We want to find out what you've accidentally set on fire. We'll get your calls on next. Give us a call. Maybe it was with a blowtorch. Maybe it was with a candle.
Who knows? Cigarette lighter.
Yeah, cigarette lighter.
They can be problematic at times.
Yeah. Maybe it's your finger. You've set your finger on fire. Give us a call right now. 13, 12, 16. What have you accidentally set on fire? Fire, cleared now. Sorry if it's hard to catch. R&B Fridays, yeah. Morning, everyone. 17 past 8, currently 14 degrees. We're looking for tops of 21 to 22 in Dubbo today. A little bit of cloud, no rain. And you can give us a call anytime, 13, 12, 16. We do it all thanks to Macca's. If you've got loose change, head to Macca's right now because you can get a McDouble burger for just $3.
Yeah, bloke's been trying to kill some weeds in his garden and he's said, you know what, stuff the Roundup. I'm going for a less traditional method and using a blowtorch and as a result has burnt down his garage. We're talking on 13, 12, 16. What have you accidentally set on fire?
Jackie's on the phone. Jackie, what have you accidentally set on fire, Jackie?
My knees.
You accidentally set your knees on fire?
Stockings, anyway. That was a long time ago, but I did, yes.
How on earth did you set your knees on fire,
your
Jackie?
Your stockings on fire.
I was at university studying pharmacy,
right.
And we had to sterilise something with a big piece of cotton wool.
Yes.
And I grabbed it, and it's been sprayed with alcohol, and then I had to do, and I put it between my knees, but as I did that, I passed it over the Bunsen burner.
Oh, my God. I was going to say, is a Bunsen burner to blame in this?
Yes.
Oh, my
So what happened when your stockings got caught on fire? What'd you do?
Well, I kind of separated my knees pretty quickly, and they dropped.
Oh,
I mean, it
my
dropped.
God.
So you survived the big Bunsen burner incident?
Oh, yes. No massive scarring or anything, but somewhat embarrassing rest of the day with no knees in my stockings, yeah.
So, Jackie, do you ever tell the story, that reminds me of the time I set myself on fire?
Probably. I was told when I was in. I didn't pass. I finally failed.
You failed it. Oh, no.
I gave up. I was bloody hopeless at it.
Oh, dear.
Oh, Jackie.
So they said I was the worst student they'd ever had in the lab. So.
Did they really?
How dare they say that?
Well, I got tar ointment up to elbows and it took forever to clean me off and, oh, God, I was just dreadful out of school.
Jackie, you know what? This is my favourite conversation of the week.
Well, I'm not a pharmacist, so you're quite safe.
Okay.
Oh, Jackie. Plenty of people on the Hit 93.5 Facebook page are commenting as well. Geordie says he accidentally set the school laneway on fire.
What?
Mm-hmm.
What? How?
I don't know. He says the yard was connected to a yard that they were in at school was connected to a laneway and boom, suddenly it's on fire.
Wow, a bunch of pyromaniacs in our community. Well, poor Jackie, she didn't get a job as a pharmacist because she was lighting herself on fire. I don't reckon this bloke's going to get a job with the CSIRO anytime soon.
Here we go.
Pippa and Jimmy, Hit 93.5.
Yeah, good morning, everybody. This is R&B Friday on Hit. You're on with Bipper and Jimmy. Hope you're having a great Friday so far. Do not go anywhere because the R&B wrap-up is coming up in around 10 minutes' time. Right here on Hit, we do it thanks to Macca's at Dubbo and Wellington.
And joining us on the line now is the one and only Annabelle Crabb, who is one half of the incredibly delightful podcast Chat 10 Looks 3. Annabelle, thank you so much for calling in this morning. I understand you are trapped outside the ABC building and can't get in.
Look, in my defence, I've just flown back in from the UK and I feel like I'm sort of operating underwater and I just got to work and realised that I don't have my pass and they've just revised all the security things. So basically, in order for me to get in, I now need to submit sort of eyeball scans to sort of strange authorities within the building. So that's why I'm outside the ABC.
Yeah, it's 2018. Quite lovely, actually. You can't get through a bloody door in media these days without a pass and a fingerprint. I know. What happened to the good old keys?
You had to kick the door down to get into other people's places of business. Now you've got to do it to get into your own.
Annabelle. Well, thank you so much for joining the show. It's like the security levels that were probably at the royal wedding. You were over there.
Yes, I was. And actually, you know, the thing that really amazed me about that is that it was a pretty amazing job of security because they were defending essentially a medieval castle, which is where the wedding was taking place, Windsor Castle, which was built by William the Conqueror, and then this sort of medieval town around it. And they had this royal couple driving around it in an open carriage. I mean, quite a...
I was surprised by that as well because they put the Pope in the Pope mobile so no one can shoot him. But like the royals just let him.
It's open air.
Yeah.
They just wait in their Ascot Landau like they have been for years. And
well, look, it's great to have you back in Australia and you're wasting no
time. It was exciting to be in Windsor, but can't wait for Orange, though.
Oh, the Central West. We can't wait to have you in the Central West, Annabelle.
Yeah, no, Sales and I are both in a high state of excitement. We do love a road trip.
Tell everybody, what can they expect from a Chat 10 Looks 3 live podcast?
Well, just epic shambolia, really. It's kind of like the podcast, only in real life.
You're a couple of busy mums and you have created this delightful online community as well with people that love your podcast. And it's quite unique because the thing I love about this community, you can find everything on there from recipe ideas to travel tips to TV show recommendations. And I have to say, I love your strict no dickhead policy, Annabelle.
No, well, it's remarkably easy to enforce, actually. I find that we don't have to do much police work. It's just really a self-selecting community of nice people. Like, I mean, just great generosity.
Well, we cannot wait to see you and Lee in Orange this Saturday night when Chat 10 Looks 3 does its live show at the Orange Civic Theatre. Annabelle Crabb, I know that you're a very busy woman. Thank you so much for taking the time out to be interviewed outside the ABC building where you're currently quarantined.
It's actually gorgeous out here. I might just sit up and work out here. Yeah,
work
better
out
in. Okay, no worries, guys.
Pippa Moore and Jimmy Love.
Oh, yeah.
14 degrees.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
The Kardashians are a very busy family.
They are.
Currently, they've been very busy bringing humans into the world.
Oh, yeah, because they keep popping babies out left, right, and center, don't they?
Now, Rob Kardashian, who's the Kardashian brother, he's been flying under the radar recently as his sisters continue to sort of, you know, bring babies into the world.
And do their, like, keeping up with the Kardashians show.
Yes, but he's making headlines because he has been showing off his jaw-dropping weight loss on Instagram.
Ooh.
He's looking fantastic.
Yeah,
so he's
right.
Obviously been working really hard and obviously feeling great. And he's posted, a bunch of pics being like, I've been working really hard I've changed a lot. I definitely don't look like this anymore.
Yeah, right. Oh, that's good. Well, I'm happy for him.
I think that's great.
Yeah, because Rebel Wilson, she lost a few kgs this week as well.
Yeah,
she's doing well.
Before her Vogue cover shoot, which is fantastic. So great to hear that he's in a really good place.
That is really good to hear. Good on you, Robbie.
Yes. Now, a bit of other trending news. Channel 7 is casting for a new game show.
Yeah, it's called Pointless.
Yeah, now you were just telling me about this. It's like Family Feud, but sort of a reverse version.
Yeah, I love the show. It's a bit more serious and less, like, fun, as you'd put it. It's a bit more serious game show.
Has it been on Australian television before, or is this the first time?
The ABC, they play the British version.
Oh, okay,
every day at 5 p.m, I believe, or maybe before 5 p.m, I'm not sure. So they play it every single day, and I love watching, and when I lived in the UK, I love watching it as well. So basically how the game show works, it's my sort of game show, actually, because I'm not very good at trivia, but this trivia works. So before the show, they ask a set of 100 people a big long list of questions.
So that's sort of like the Family Feud survey kind of deal. Yep.
But with Family Feud, they'll ask a question like, say, name something you see at the beach, and you've got to try and name the thing that the most people said.
To gain the most amount of points.
Yeah. Now, in Family Feud, it doesn't matter if an answer's correct or incorrect, as long as the most people said it.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, if you said name something that you see at the beach and you said
umbrella,
or if you said a pair of skis, even though you wouldn't see a pair of skis at the beach, if 100 people said skis, that would technically be the top answer.
That's
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
With pointless, it has to actually be a correct answer. For example, name a rugby league team.
Okay.
They'd ask 100 teams, 100 people to name as many rugby league teams as they can in 3 minutes.
Okay.
Now, when you're on the game show, they'll say the question. The question will be rugby league team in Australia or national rugby league team.
Yep.
What you want to do is you want to answer the question which you think the least amount of people said on the quiz.
So, for example, if you say South Sydney Rabbitohs and 99 people out of the 100 who were surveyed said South Sydney Rabbitohs, you get 99 points.
You get 99 points, and that's bad.
But what you actually want to do is say Canberra Raiders, which only 12 people said.
Yes, that's what you want to do.
Oh, so it's pointless. So you want to end up with the least amount of points.
Exactly. And and the aim is to always get the zero. So another example question they could use is a car that Holden makes.
Okay.
So if you said Commodore, heaps of people would have said Commodore. But if you thought of a more obscure car that Holden made,
Astra
or something like that, or something that they stopped making 20 years ago, on the quiz, 100 people, none of them might have said it.
Right.
So you would get 0 points, which would be the ultimate score, 0 points.
You'd be very good at this show, I think.
I want to go on it. I'm going to apply for it.
They're casting at the moment.
Yeah, they're casting at the moment.
So where can people hit if they want to apply? We're just giving them their show a plug.
No, it's okay. Just Google Pointless Australia.
Pointless Australia and all the deets are there.
All the deets are on there. So I'm going to try and get on there. Remember how I tried to get on Survivor? Nah, didn't happen.
So you've heard back from Survivor?
No, I didn't hear back.
Oh,
but they said if
back.
You don't hear back by February, you're not on.
Oh, okay. What a shame. You would be very good on Survivor.
Do you reckon I look hot naked? Like, you know how you're pretty much naked? You got the underwear on and stuff, you know.
I don't really know if I feel comfortable answering that question.
Do you think I'm good looking?
Oh my God. What are you doing, mate?
I don't know. I'm just asking.
Look, I think that you're very comfortable in your own skin, which is a wonderful thing.
Such a cop-out.
It's diplomatic is what that's called.
Okay, the R&B Friday wrap-up's coming up next. Check out those stories more at hit.com.au. Cardi B now with Bruno Mars. Finesse. Morning. Drop top Porsche. Roy on my wrist. Yeah, morning everyone. We do it thanks to the new Grand Big Mac at McDonald's, available after 10:30 a.m. for a limited time. It's a Pippa and Jimmy show on Hit. It is R&B Friday.
Yes, hope you're all enjoying it. And it's time for the R&B Friday wrap-up, where we re-deliver you the big news stories of the week in rap format. And Jimmy, today it's your turn.
It is my turn. I'm ready to roll. I got the cap backwards, metaphorically, because I don't have a cap on.
Brilliant. Please tell me there are some royal wedding references in there.
Oh, a few.
Okay, great. Good to know that you've covered off the big news story of the week.
The big news of the week.
It feels like so long ago now, doesn't it? Even though it's only been a week.
Yeah,
like this time last week, we were really gearing up for it, weren't we?
I feel like I really got into my rap groove, and now that we're talking, I'm like, oh, I'm not in my talking groove.
Sorry, let's get back in the groove. Jimmy, okay. Are you ready for your R&B Friday wrap-up?
I'm ready.
Okay, take it away.
Pippa and Jimmy's R&B Friday wrap-up. Let's go!
Donald Trump cancelled his meeting with North Korea's Kim.
Yep.
It would be no surprise if the president didn't like him. The Soccer World Cup is less than a month away. I'll be soccer obsessed every single day. Cristiano Ronaldo reckons he's only 23. If Portugal are going to win, he will be the key. Etihad Stadium in Melbourne had a name change. Disney bought the rights to Marvel Stadium is the new name. We thought a better name could be Frozen Stadium or Pride Rock.
Yes.
Let's go with Pride Rock. That's a name that no one will mock.
Oh, so true.
A guy found a fly in his Elise snack. He should have just gone and got a Big Mac.
Zing.
Taylor Swift is on her worldwide tour with Camilla, who is now out sick after getting the doctors to grill her.
Mm.
Post Malone's new song took the world by storm. The Billboard Awards was also big news. I can't even remember who won anything. Well, the big day finally arrived when the world saw Meghan Markle walk down the aisle.
Yes.
We watched on, missed the eye at the Royal royal wedding. Role the modern church sermon got old Lizzie sweating.
Certainly did.
Now the Duke and Duchess are heading on a regional tour. Pippa's already met some royals. Can she meet some more?
Oh, good on you, mate.
Can you meet some more royals?
I'd love to meet some more royals. Thanks for my shout-out and your rap.
Oh, no worries. I'm happy to give you a shout-out anytime you want a shout-out.
Thank you. Can I have one right now? No, I just got one.
No, you just got one, yeah, lovey. Okay. Yeah, that would be cool, wouldn't it, with the royals?
That would be amazing.
All the regional towns across New South Wales are all doing, like, campaigns to bring the royals to their town.
Everybody's really, on the pitch campaign.
I saw Bathurst release, like, a big video about the racetrack.
Yes, Mid-North Coast. They've got a big campaign happening as well. Want to bring them up to the Big Banana?
No, you don't want to go to a Big Banana. You just Google it and have a look. How boring. Yeah, hopefully they come here.
It'd be fun, wouldn't it?
Let's be honest. If they go to Bathurst, though, we'll go to them.
So true. Not that far.
And there you go. That's the R&B wrap-up all wrapped up.
Here we go.
Pippa and Jimmy. Hit 93.5.
It is R&B Friday, morning dub on the Central West. It's Pippa and Jimmy here, and you can get R&B all day long. Pete's got it with Jennifer Lopez, Black Eyed Peas, Neo, Craig David and Post Malone, all coming up in the next half an hour right here on Hit. We do it thanks to Macca's. If you've got loose change, head to Macca's, because right now you can get a McDouble burger for $3. Now, Pippa, before we wrap the show up today, you can go to the What's On section at hit.com.au. There's heaps of great events coming up. What are some of your picks for the weekend?
Yes. Now, guys, quick PSA. Today's Fatality Free Friday, which is a campaign that the New South Wales government really want us all to get behind, because road tolls and deaths on our roads are just horrendous, and we really want to try and minimise this as much as possible. So they always dedicate a day, Fatality Free Friday, just for us all to be really mindful and safe and aware on our roads across Dubbo and the Central West. But stacks of local stuff happening across the weekend, guys. Get around it. You've got the Michael Egan Memorial Book Fair happening tomorrow at the showground. 20,000 books are for sale. This is the biggest book fair west of the Blue Mountains.
Mm-hmm.
Thousands of children books. You can get two for a dollar. Really big weekend. It's on all day tomorrow and half of Sunday, and all proceeds are divided equally between the Royal Flying Doctor Service and cancer research at the Royal North Shore Hospital.
Great event.
There's a barbecue there, soup there. Get around that. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow night, there's Cara's Ultimate Fight Against Cancer on at the Dubbo RSL. That's supported by the Men of League Foundation.
Yeah, cool.
That's an amazing local event to really support an amazing local woman in our community. And then you got the Warren Show on.
The Warren Show, the big
Warren
one.
The Big Warren Show. Yes, and that's a free event as well.
Oh, fun.
So great family fun day out.
Great. Now, you can check out all those events at hit.com.au. But we're pretty excited right now, people, because we've just had confirmation that on Monday's show, one of, like, our old school heroes is going to be on the show. After 8 a.m., I cannot believe we get to talk to this bloke. Remember this song, everyone? Pete Murray joins us.
Pete Murray. Yeah. How good. What a great Aussie bloke.
I can't wait.
He's got new music, and also he has started his foray into the film business.
Oh, has he?
Being an actor.
Oh, you've done all the research.
Yep.
I am so excited that we get to talk to him, because this song just, like, floods me with nostalgia.
From the good old days.
Yeah.
Yeah, great.
Because he's going to be in Dubbo, I think, in a month or two.
He is coming to town, which is very exciting. We'll give you all the details for his show as well. But can't wait to chat with him on Monday.
Monday morning. When to chat with him, I believe, just after 8 a.m. Can't wait. Pete Murray on the show. Before we wrap up, though, Pippa, you got much on this weekend, you and Farmer Lewis?
No, Farmer Lewis is heading off playing footy in Coola, and I'm doing a Bye Felicia and going to Orange with a girlfriend.
Oh, for the Chat 10 Think 3.
For the Chat 10 Looks 3 live podcast.
Oh, geez, you're a little party girl, aren't you?
Gals weekend. I don't know how much partying will happen. I'll probably be asleep by 9 p.m., just being the rager that I am. What are you doing?
Well, we don't have soccer on this weekend because there's, like, some state cup on Sunday.
Okay.
So we've got a bye.
So what are you going to do with your bad self?
I'm just going to chill out.
Just
maybe
chill.
A couple of bottles of Bowler's Run from
just
Uncle Dan's.
Usual.
Yeah.
I feel like you need another hobby. I'm concerned for the amount of alcohol that you're drinking just in your own company. Are you okay, mate?
Now, you know what? I can't drink too much Saturday night because Sunday morning, about 5 a.m., I've got to be up early because the Champions League final's on between Liverpool and Real Madrid.
Ah, early riser.
So, and then we've got no soccer for a whole 3 weeks before the World Cup starts. So, you know.
Oh, well.
You know.
Can't wait to miss that.
Wait, you know what? Here's the thing. I'm not joking. I saw a meme the other day and I totally agree with it. And
what's
it applies directly to you.
Does it?
I act like I care about Married at First Sight and about the royal wedding, and I sit there and listen to you talk about all the dating shows and The Bachelor and stuff.
And the weddings and the babies.
And, yeah, and the babies and everything. And now the Soccer World Cup's coming up. I want you to at least pretend like you care.
Okay.
Got it?
All right. I promise I will pretend to care about
Thank
the Soccer
you.
World Cup, which is your big thing. I know
Thank
it's important
you.
To you.
Thank
You're welcome.
You.
I'll show you the same support you showed me. All right. Have a great weekend, everyone. It's been fun. We love you. Be safe. We'll see you back Monday.
Love you, Pippa. Love you,
love
Central
you,
West.
Mean it. Bye. Bye. With the halfway point.